I think what you're seeing in Visual Basic is we want to provide complete power and access to the .NET framework. The .NET framework and the Common Language Runtime, a fantastic platform for building applications. And we want Visual Basic to be a fantastic language for talking to the framework and writing apps that run on the Common Language Runtime. So we don't want to limit Visual Basic developers and the power that they have and the ability to take advantage of everything in the platform. While at the same time, and this is partly a language feature, but it's also partly an IDE feature, and that is that we want to make it easier for them to build applications. We want to do more things that require you to write less code. We want to make write more code for you. We want to make the learning curve a little less steep than maybe it has been in the past. Things like My is a perfect example. The drag and drop data today in Visual Basic. You can certainly create data-bound Windows forms, but there's a lot of steps. You drag a table out of the Server Explorer. You get a connection and an adapter. You right-click on the adapter, and that gives you a data set. And then you put controls on the form, and then you bind them, either in code or by going into the property window and doing a lot of drill-down clicking.
Right.
Well, you know, we said you've dragged a table out of the Server Explorer onto the form, odds are you want data bound controls. We know the code to write, so why can't we write that for you? And that's what the new drag and drop data features in Visual Studio 2005 provide. Now I drag a table out of the data sources window onto a form and I get data bound controls. So I don't have to write the data binding code. I don't have to go into the property window and do all that clicking. Those things are wired up for me. And then we provide a couple new components, the table adapter and the data connector, to make it a little bit easier, if you will, or a little bit more intuitive is probably the better word, as to how to use those. So again, in the current version, to scroll to the next record, you had to go to the binding context, which belongs to the form. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense because it makes it easy to swap out data sources and bind to different data, but it's not as intuitive because throughout time, move next and move previous have been methods of the record set in ADO and have been properties of the thing that holds the data. And then in .NET, we changed that. So now in 2005, we have the data connector, which surfaces the binding context. So we haven't messed up the model or changed the model, but the data connector has move next and move previous methods. So it's much more intuitive for me to get bound data into a form, create a form with bound controls, and then scroll back and forth without, again, we haven't changed the programming model. ADO.NET is still there. I'm still going to write a lot of code, a lot of ADO.NET code. But for what is basic functionality, we now think it's significantly more productive and more intuitive. Okay. So, you know, that's really, when you get right down to it, what Visual Basic is trying to be all about. All the power you want with a lot of things in the language and in the IDE that just reduce the learning curve and make it more intuitive.